Hello, my name is Brian Davis. In a previous episode, I talked about the Great Emu War very briefly, and this time I think I'll go in greater detail and talk about the Great Emu War. Now, for those of you who don't know, this was the synopsis is Australia decided there were too many emus and went to war and didn't succeed very well. So, here is exactly what happened. This was November to December 1932, Australia had decided that there were too many emus running amok in the Campion District, okay? This is Western Australia. They had tried to curb the population. They tried to stop them from breeding so much, but, you know, they didn't work very well. So the only other choice they had was, drop some guys with guns in there and take out the emus. Now, the reason they were having problems with this is, like, not only were there too many emus, but they were also, like, they were destroying crops, and that was a problem. So they're like, okay, you know what? We need to put this down. So the sort of prelude to this was that there were, like, 20,000 emus that were migrating, you know, back and forth during the breeding season, right? And they were going, you know, coast to coast and inland regions and whatnot, going right through farmers' crops and destroying them, which was a problem. So there's this man named Sir George Pierce. He ordered the army to go and take out the emu population. He was later referred to as the Minister of the Emu War because he was absolutely ridiculous. The military involvement was supposed to begin in October of 1932. The 7th Heavy Battery of the Royal Australian Artillery with, Major G.P.W. Meredith commanding, armed with 2 Lewis guns and 10,000 rounds of ammunition. 10,000 rounds, okay? That's a lot. That's a lot of emus. The operation was delayed because of rainfall, and so they came back on the 2nd of November, at which point they were deployed. Their orders were to go and, you know, shoot some emus. And the sort of cover story was this, was, they're going to get some emus to make hats. They were trying to make it seem like they weren't just trying to murder the entire emu population, because that seemed bad. So these guys, they traveled to Campion, and 50 emus were sighted, right? And they're out of the range of the guns. So a whole bunch of settlers, they tried to herd the emus, but the emus were like, yeah, screw that, and started running. So they split in these small groups, and they were kind of hard to target. So they started shooting anyway. They were like, you know what, screw it, let's shoot. But they were still out of range, so absolutely nothing happened. In the second round, they were able to kill, as it says here, a number of birds. That was later updated to maybe a dozen or perhaps a dozen. So they didn't get much done with the first sight of 50 emus. Next, the next big problem was on November 4th, when this guy, Meredith, his name is Major Meredith, established an ambush. The more you hear about this damn war, the more it gets ridiculous. They're trying to ambush a bunch of frickin' flightless birds. Anyway, they're near a local dam, right? And more than 1,000 emus were spotted going towards their position. And this time, the gunners waited. And the birds were coming closer and closer and closer, and then they opened fire. The gun jammed after only, like, 12 birds were killed. So 12 of these emus were killed, and then their guns just stopped firing. And you're just like, oh, are you kidding me? They can't even, the Australian army is so bad, they can't even shoot straight. The rest of the birds just bolted. They all just ran in different directions, and no other birds were seen. So the emus technically won that battle because Australia is incompetent. So they moved south. They were like, there's reports that the birds down there are reported to be fairly tame, it says here. And they're reported to be fairly tame, But when they tried, they didn't have very much success. They just kind of got screwed. By the fourth day, so this is November 6th, they made a full, like, military synopsis of this entire thing, and they said things like, oh, each pack of birds seems to have its own leader, and I quote, a big black plume bird which stands 6 feet high and keeps watch while his mates carry out their work of destruction and warns them of their approach. So just one emu standing above the other. By the way, if you don't know what an emu looks like, go Google emus. They're kind of like ostriches, but different. So then Meredith, this guy, Major Meredith, puts a gun on the back of a truck, and it didn't work. The truck was unable to gain on the birds because they rode too fast. This is 1932, so that makes sense. So the birds are running away from the car. And by the 8th of November, 6 days, this has been going on for 6 days, 2,500 rounds had been fired, and the number of birds killed is uncertain. They don't actually know, but it ranges, the accounts range from 50 to 500, which, that is a lot of, like, guesswork, because, oh, it could have been 112, which is kind of crappy. That's not a lot of birds from 1,050, plus more, that's just the ones that they saw. On the 8th of November, this is 6 days after it began, representative in the I cannot believe they're taking this seriously. How were they keeping straight faces while talking about this? Representatives from the Australian House of Representatives discussed the op. And there was a whole bunch of negative coverage and from the local media that claimed only a few emus had been killed. So they withdrew military personnel. The first guy, I don't think I mentioned him, Sir George Pierce, who was Minister of Emu War, ordered them withdrawn. After the withdrawal, Major Meredith was admittedly very unhappy about that. And I quote, if we had a military division with the bullet-carrying capacity of these birds, it would face any army in the world. They can face machine guns with invulnerability of tanks. They are like Zulus whom even dum-dum bullets could not stop. So he compares these freaking birds to tanks because he was so bad at his job he couldn't kill a bunch of birds. That was the first attempt. Now, on for the second attempt. After the military left, the emu attacks went on. So the farmers were like, hey, can y'all help us out, right? And they said, oh, the hot weather and drought had brought emus invading farms in thousands. The emus had come in droves due to weather and water, so they were looking for food. Which, I'm not sure how that makes sense, but, you know, it's just a report. James Mitchell, another name, quoted here, the Premier of Western Australia, so I guess a leader, I didn't Google that, I guess I should. He lent his strong support. He said, oh, hey, let's help this guy out because emus are still a problem. He sent some military assistance. He wanted to send more military assistance. Around that time, a report from the base commander had issued that had indicated 300 emus had been killed in his initial operation. So the initial media reports were saying, oh, there's not a lot of emus being killed, but this one was saying, oh, 300 had been killed. So that was sounding pretty good. So on November 12th, the Minister of Defense had approved a resumption of military efforts. So they're like, go ahead and send him back in, try and get some more. And he had to defend this to this sentence, and he explained that the soldiers were necessary to combat the serious, and I quote, serious agricultural threat of the large emu population. So Australians are getting their ass handed to them by birds. The military agreed to provide the guns. Western Australia had to provide the people. And Meredith was, again, placed in the field due to a lack of experienced machine gunners. So this guy has to go back and fight the birds again. They took the field again, and on November 13, 1932, the military found a degree of success over the first 2 days, with approximately 40 emus killed. The third day, which was November 15th, proved to be less successful, and by December 2nd, the soldiers were killing about 100 emus per week. So if we break that down, divided by 7, you get, 13, 14 killed a day, which... it's kind of pitiful. Meredith was called back on 10th of December, and in his report, he claimed 986 kills with about 9,860 rounds at a rate of exactly 10 rounds per confirmed kill, which seems a little sketchy to me. I think he was trying to cover something up there. He also claimed that he had wounded 2,500, but of course there was really... he claimed that 2,500 wounded birds had died, but there was really no way to check that. So, that was bad. Despite the problems with this, the farmers of the region again requested military assistance because the emus didn't really go away. They requested again 1934, 1943, and 1948, only to be shut down by the government. They were like, nah, we can't send them anymore. There was a bounty system in place in 1923. It was used to show you would bring in emus and they would give you a small amount of money for an emu killed. And yeah, if you killed one, they'd give you a little bit of money, and it was good. Approximately, this was brought back into effect. In over a 6-month period, 57,034 bounties were claimed over a 6-month period. So I don't know which one of those pieces of information is correct, because that's a lot of emus. Unless it was just like a feather of an emu or something. That would be fun. In December 1932, word of the emu war had spread, reaching the United Kingdom. So in the UK, they're hearing about this... they were hearing about this ridiculous battle. Oh my god. Some conservationists were... They protested the call because they said, oh, you're exterminating a rare bird, the rare emu. Some other people said that it was an attempt at the mass destruction of birds. Throughout 1930 and onward, exclusion barrier fencing became a popular means of keeping emu out of agriculture areas, which means, in the end of this... at the end of all this war, all the emu shot and all the rounds of ammunition expended, what you could have done was build a fence. I'm Brian Davis.